Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Wow, it's another episode of Friends Best. I'm Buyer Nicole.
And I'm Zameda Sashir.
Wow, I love it.
Did you ever try to speak pig Latin when you were younger?
I've heard people speak pig Latin, but I don't know what. It's like un le, bom le. You put a le.
Yeah. Wait, I'm trying to remember. It's like, you move the first letter to the end and then add an A at the end of it. So like amble is lamp.
Oh. Airle is chair. No, air clay. Oh, I don't know.
Airche?
Airche? Yeah. Okay.
Huh. Esk day is desk.
I mean, why?
I think because it's like for kids to think that they're cool and they can speak a code language with each other in public.
Huh. Is pig Latin real?
I mean, in the fact that it is a thing that exists. It's not like a real language, but it is a type of way to speak.
Okay. I looked
there aren't
it
like,
up.
Okay.
Pig Latin is a secret language formed from English by transferring the initial consonant. Yeah, the way we just said. But secret to who?
I guess it's not actually secret because that is it. That's the only thing. And then if you know that, then you know that's what people are doing when they speak pig Latin. Huh. So it's not that secret.
Yeah, I guess not.
To like dumb adults who don't know any better, they won't get it.
I'd be one of those dumb adults. I mean, if I had a child, this child would like get away with so much because I'd be like, oh, I won't learn the
way
you're fucking speaking. Oh, you're going to sneak out? Cool. Stay out all night by all means. If that's what you feel like you need to be doing, do it. I'd be a terrible parent.
Although I feel like that is kind of a better way of parenting than being super, super strict. Because if your kid is able to have some freedom, they probably won't think it's such a big deal to sneak out or be bad. Mm. But if you're like, you can't talk on the phone after a certain hour, you can't go out or with your friends, then they will sneak out and they will be bad and they will do drugs and they will die.
So what you're saying is my living kid won't die and I'm going to be a great mom?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want it. You can keep that.
Well, no one's forcing you to be a mom.
You can keep my child.
Wait,
thank you so much.
I don't
much.
Want your child.
I will birth it and I will be over to drop it off in
no,
a couple hours.
Please.
Yes, you can raise this baby as
no.
your own.
No,
all
thank
I
you.
Ask is you name her Blobleet.
Blobleet.
You can call it's her good. Blob for short.
Now we're setting this kid up for failure.
Or bleat.
Bleat. That's the sound a goat makes, right? A bleat.
Yeah, then everyone at school will be like, ah, here comes the fucking goat girl. And she'll go,
it's me.
I actually, I don't know what reminded me of this, but last night I was looking up this Oprah video of a little girl, or maybe she was a preteen, listing all of her names. She had the Guinness World Book of Record for names, or like the amount of names longest name in the world. And Oprah was like, so what's your name? She's like, Jamie. And it like went on forever. And she's like, and my last name's Williams.
I think I've seen that video. She's like super young. She's a little black girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want that many. Like, who wants to remember that as a younger child?
I mean, like, I think she just goes by her nickname, but it is like, why? And then Oprah was asking, I guess the episode was like, what were you thinking? Because it was like one of the few episodes I've seen where there was a call and response with the audience. And she was like, so you know what we say, guys? And the audience is like, what were you thinking? And
then, how awful to be invited to be on the Oprah show to have a group of white women scream at you.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
The optics were bad. I was like, please don't question a black family why they named their kid anything.
Oh, boy. When your mother got mad at you, would she use your full name?
Well, she would sometimes confuse my name with her little sister's name.
Oh.
So she'd be like, yes, girl, you come here. And she would like kind of combine all of her names.
I would get a lot of Kat Nicole Michelle Byer. And I was always like, why would you start with Catherine? She's never done a thing.
Yeah.
She's the nicest person. She's very quiet. She didn't do nothing ever.
Maybe she would call your sister to get you.
Oh, maybe.
Catherine, go get Nicole.
Catherine would be like, I don't know how. She's too big. My poor sister. I believe that a lot of the rearing of me and reprimanding me was, it scared her to do anything. And I was like, what are you going to do? Hit me? That's the worst thing you got? I'll fuck it up. You're going to spank me? Whatever. I will have so much fun before that. This is only going to last for minutes.
Yeah. That's a good way to think of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, do whatever you want. Just know that for a little bit, you'll maybe be in jail or somebody will hit you or something.
Well, jail is very different than hitting. Getting spanked is very different.
Honestly, they're the same. One and the same. You know, jail sentence, a spanking, it's the same thing.
My mom used to use the muscle. Have I described this to you?
I don't know.
She called it the muscle. It was a paint stir. It was like a plastic Sears paint stir. It was like flat and rectangle, and it had holes in them. The holes were to, like, I guess, aid the flow of the paint when you stir it. But when she hit it on my thigh, it just sucked my skin. It sucked the meat through the holes. And then
maybe we have talked about this. Because I feel like I've talked to you about the ruler my mother used. It had a metal edge.
Ooh.
So that would hurt.
Yeah.
And every time I got spanked, Catherine would be at the top of the stairs going, no, stop it. Oh, you know, great times.
Great times.
Good times. Whenever people spank their kids in public, I'm like, damn, you have no control. Not you have no control, but my mother never had to spank me in public. She had a look that she would give me, and her lips would get small, and I could see her teeth a little bit, and I'd be like, oh, no, it's not going to get better on the ride home.
Yeah, my mom would do the exact same, and she'd be like, do we have to have a discussion about this? And I'm like, I don't want a discussion.
I don't want to talk to you. No.
No, please. I just forget it. I'm sorry.
I feel like maybe we've talked about this, but my mother... I can't remember what I did, but she was like, come here. And I was like, oh, no, she got that ruler in her hand. I'm going to break free. And I was like, I want to break free. And I ran upstairs to my room, and I looked behind me, and this big-ass woman was right on my heels, and I was young, and she was big and old. And I was like, I can't believe how fast she's moving. So many thoughts went through my brain. I was like, how is she moving this fast? This is insane. I've never seen her move like this. Oh, she's going to get me. And then she got me.
Then she got you.
Never run away from me.
I think there's like a speed and strength that moms have that just comes out of nowhere when they're determined to get either their child or someone who's trying to get their child.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I do know. Things like that have overtaken my body. once I found $100 on the street, I pushed a friend into the street so I could have it. And it just came over. It washed over me. I was like, I need this money. I found a credit card in the street, pushed my sister to get it.
Whoa.
But, you know, as a child, you can't just use a credit card. And then we had to, like, bring it into the school and, you know, get it back to its owner. But, yeah, I was like, I want this credit card.
I see. So it's like money's your baby.
Yes, money is my baby. It's the thing I hold near and dear. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
Yum.
Yum.
What's the thing that would make you push someone out of the way? Like, what's the thing that you need to get to?
That's a really good question. I feel like the things that have made me active very quickly are spiders. And okay. That's not a positive thing. It's not like I'm like, I gotta get to the spider. It's like, I gotta kill it. So I will scream and then like go get a thing that is a smashing utensil and then smash it. Or a wiping utensil. But yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I guess food. Food would make me push someone into the street to get out of my way.
I buy that. The other day, this has to do with bugs. I was in my bathroom. I have a shower again, y'all.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I sobbed in the shower. I have not had a shower since February. Oh, yeah. And I was like, this is beautiful. I'm clean in my own bathroom. And it's literally been like a dusty mess since August.
Wait, you have had a shower since February?
Well, yes, I could use John's shower.
Okay. You said I haven't had a shower since February, which does made it sound like you have not been showering since. Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to get real, invading someone else's space and going up and downstairs and shit, I have not showered as frequently as one would hope a grown adult would do. I would dip in the pool and be like, this is the water for today. Which is disgusting, but guess what? No one's eating me out, so who fucking cares? And that's the only reason why I bathe, for someone to munch on my fucking clit. You know,
but I think that's also okay in quarantine, because I also haven't been showering every day.
Fair, yeah, and you have someone who loves you, so he just has to, you gotta deal with it.
He's gotta deal with it.
Yeah.
He's gonna stank for a little bit.
But I was cleaning, we went to the Container Store. Man, what a treat. And I was arranging my makeup and I looked up and there was this bug that I'd never seen before. Ugh. And I was like, yikes, I don't know what you are. He wasn't huge. He was like maybe the size of like a thumbnail. And I was like, yuck. So I called for the nice man who lives with me. I was like, can you bring me bug spray? And he was like, okay. He came upstairs with mosquito spray.
No.
And I was like, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, this is so wild. I wanted bug spray. But then he just, you know, took some toilet paper and took it.
Got it.
Oh, and I was like, wow, to be a man and not have fear about bugs.
Yeah.
What a treat.
What a treat.
I'm sure some women or female identifying people also have no fear of bugs, but I'm fearful of them bugs.
I'm getting better at it. I definitely kill them, but I'll scream. Mm. I'll still scream while I do it. It's still nasty.
Little ones, I'll just... like a daddy long legs. I got a couple in my garage and I've said, listen, please don't bring your friends. Don't have no babies, but like you guys can stay.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's how I'm living.
And then I get a little scared.
They will eat the other bugs. I get a little scared because I will put my, like I'll have my top down in my garage.
Mm.
And then I'm like, am I going to be driving one of these days and a fucking bug is going to be in there?
Yeah. That's upsetting. We park under a tree in front of our place, and sometimes spiders will be on the top of the car.
Mm.
And one day I got in and there was a full spider web in the like in the window area in the back seat. Mm-mm. And I was like, someone set up a home back here. You had time to create a whole house. I didn't say you could do this.
Mm-mm. This is squatters' rights. You can't kill that bug. That bug has squatters. They have legal reason to be in there. You cannot evict them without, you know, filing the correct and necessary paperwork and taking them to court.
Well, too bad. I got a vacuum and I sucked them out.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
What a traumatizing way to go. You bye-bye. Find a nice, happy home. You say, this is roomy and it's a hatchback. Come on now. Let's go on an adventure. They probably went with y'all to fucking Arizona. They said, we get free trips in our motorhome. This is it. This is it.
They're seeing the world.
Yes. Sometimes there's a little pool, you know, like a cup of water or something without a lid. And then, then you suck them out. Ugh. Ugh.
Bye. Not my problem.
Wow. I gotta say, as a landlord, you're a terrorist. That's what I gotta say. That's what I gotta say. Okay.
Well.
I fell yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
At roller skating.
I saw from a distance. I saw from a distance. I didn't see you fall. I saw you on the ground.
Well, I've been trying to figure out how to go in a curve, like to go around in like the loop. Mm-hmm. I can do a pretty decent straight line, mm-hmm. but the whole curve thing, the inner outer things on the wheel, it's just, it's very hard for me. And I'm not sore and I don't have any scratches, but I have a scratch on my, so I fell on my left side, but I have a scratch on my right arm. And I'm like, who did a ghost try to catch me? And like I slipped through their ghost thingies.
They're
and
like, oh,
I
got a no.
I don't know where the scratch came from.
Weird.
Huh. Yeah, it was very weird.
Maybe what kind of clothing were you wearing?
I was wearing my Gremlins crop top and some high-waisted leggings.
Maybe you fell so fast that you didn't even know that you rolled from one side to the other.
Honestly, what a treat that would be to see me barrel rolling with roller skates on.
Just rolling all over the floor.
Yeah, I'm trying to get good. It's really hard.
You are getting good. You're a little...
Thank you.
Pump off. You're like, you're moving those feet. It's good.
Well, it really makes sense to me, the whole bending. I'm not bending forward anymore. I think I'm like in a squat, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I did a twerk class on Monday. So I got, you know, the squats in my soul right now.
Get the squats in your soul. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was a tough twerk class too.
I'm sure.
I can't get low and excess my lower back.
Oh, like when you're low and twerking?
Yeah, it's really fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, one of these days I'll get it. I believe in myself. I believe in this body that I have.
I do too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Also, want to hear about another thing that was wrong in my house?
Yes.
So last night while I was taking a luxurious shower, just like feeling opulent, mm-hmm. I've got this titty fluff that you like rub on your titties for, I guess, better titties. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I started using it.
Okay.
And I was like, rub-a-dub-dub. No, it's like goop in a bin that it's purple goop that you rub on your titties for firmer titties.
Oh.
I gotta say, Jordan's drinking out of that big jug and it's surprising. Jarring every time. Just casually pulling that jug in frame is a
I'm wild. Sorry. I'm so sorry. No, you gotta hydrate.
You it's
just,
do.
We just like forget about it and then it's so there and it's big. Just so big.
I get out of the shower and I hear John go, Nicole, the sink is overflowing. And I was like, wait, what? So I came downstairs and my kitchen sink was overflowing. And him and the nice man I live with were taking buckets outside and dumping it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it wouldn't like get on the floor or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God.
Like, was the water coming out from the drain?
Yes.
Damn.
And it was truly horrific. It was terrifying. And I was like, oh, not another thing. I don't want to spend more money on things. But then my friend Donna has a plumber that she likes because it's very hard to find a good plumber, very hard to find a good electrician. And I was like, okay, I'll call him. And then he came by today and he was like, oh, it's draining just fine. And I was like, it is, isn't it? I seem crazy.
But what happened? Yeah.
And then he didn't charge me, which is like very kind something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And then we ran the dishwasher and it did it again. And then I was like, can you come back? And I made him a little video and I was like, it don't drain as bad. So then he came back with this like wind machine and or maybe sucking machine. I don't know. It looked like a wind machine, like a fan, but I don't think it was a fan. So then he snaked it and it was clogged with grease. Can you even?
Oh boy.
And it should be fine now. Okay. But how gross. We so greasy, we clogging stuff.
You so greasy. But good that there was a solution.
Yes, I'm very, 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 very happy about it.
Yay. Good.
Oh boy. It's been a journey.
I mean,
it's been a journey, really? Salmet. Small yay. It's a journey. It's been a journey, small yay.
Small yay.
Small yay. Small yet.
I think it's Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually don't know.
I don't know either. What's going on in your home?
We got our king size mattress.
Okay. From where?
Bear mattress?
Hell yeah. Never heard of it. Not Never one time.
And we just like typed in like best mattress and like looked at a bunch of lists. And this one seemed like it had all the stuff that we needed.
Okay.
And it was a good price. So we'll see. It's still in the box. It was very heavy.
It came in like a box?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, unfurl it.
Oh, boy.
I think our sheets come tomorrow. So we'll have...
What did you have before? A queen?
A queen. And I have... It's all mismatched. I have a new king-size frame.
Okay.
And the queen is on the king-size frame right now.
I see.
And so it's been a bit it just looks bad. So we gotta get rid of this queen size mattress and get the king on there.
Okay.
And then what are you gonna do
with the old queen?
I think just throw it away.
Can you donate mattresses?
I feel like that's a thing that I feel like there's rules that you can't. We try to donate a headboard to Goodwill, and they were like, no, we can't do anything that's like related to the bed, even though we don't like rub up on the headboard, but
interesting,
they're like that we cannot take. So I assume no one wants a used mattress, but I don't
know. Okay.
And this isn't like a fresh mattress, it's like I've had it for years. So
how long?
Probably 5 years.
Okay. So it's just it was time for like an upgrade.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I think about getting a king size bed, but then I'm like, for who? For me?
So you can
just
live like a king.
To the queen you are.
Yeah, you a queen.
Yeah, I like a queen. It's funny that a full is slightly smaller than a queen, mm-hmm. and then a king is double the size of a queen.
Yeah, so much bigger.
Why is there no in between? Why isn't there like a
prince?
Hello, I've been a queen and now I want to be something else.
A duchess?
Yes, that's better. That's all one. Yeah, I'm going to get a duchess mattress.
Ooh, yeah, there should be an in between. And then I don't understand a California king. I think
even
it's
bigger
like,
than
what?
A king.
Yes. Although we were looking at like mattresses. And the difference between a king mattress and a California king, and the measurements were like they were very confusing to me because it wasn't like it was like wider and longer. It was like slightly wider but thinner. It was like, I didn't quite understand it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not into a California. Ooh, okay.
Okay, we have
so Kimmy on the Keys has the measurements for us.
Okay, so yeah, a king is a 76 by 80. California king is 72 by 84. So see, it's like slimmer but longer.
Interesting. I wonder why that is.
Maybe because California's long and thin, like the state?
Mm-hmm. Yep, somebody at mattress.com said... What if we make it like the state of California and sell it everywhere? And someone was like, you're getting a raise.
You're going straight to the top.
Straight to the tippity top, bitch.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Should we do a little quizzy poo?
Yeah, let's do a quizzy poo.
What would you like to do?
Let's see. Let me make this a little bit bigger.
Oh, maybe the house you build will determine who you are in a friend group?
Yup.
Okay, great. The house you build will determine who you are in a friend group.
Great. Okay. Want to know who you are in a friend group? Just design your dream house to find out.
First, pick an exterior.
Okay, so we got like a castle in the middle of nowhere.
We have like kind of a beachy home with two levels, a lot of windows facing out.
Mm-hmm. We have a cottage a la like a Hansel and Gretel type deal. It's whimsical.
And we have a very graffitied home, but the home is also a brick. Mm-hmm. It's like a, I guess, an RC home.
I'm going to say I want to live on this beach with all these fucking big ass windows, baby. Let in the light. Give me that vitamin D.
Maybe I would live in the cottage. I like the greenery around it. And I don't need a big, big house. So I think I like the smaller side.
Okay. I just like that it's on the beach. So where's your house located? Close to the beach?
In a pretty green area with lots of animals.
In a city.
On a secluded mountainside.
I mean, if you'd asked me 3 years ago, I would say in a city, but I'm going to say close to the beach.
Yeah. I'm going to say in a pretty green area with lots of animals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a real Snow White. Great. Time for the interior. Which kitchen do you like?
Okay, so this is like a mid-century modern kitchen with wood and white paneling.
This is like a very homey, it looks like a city kitchen where it's like kind of tight quarters.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old-timey stove. All the stuff is out. There's like not a lot of shelving or storage. All the condiments are like out on the counters and stuff like that.
This is a sad kitchen. with just one pot, one kettle, and one singular countertop.
This is a vast, huge kitchen with like an island, a huge countertop. Everything's very updated, stainless steel appliances, refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, very new.
Okay. Oh boy. Wow. This is tough for me. Do you know what you're leaning towards?
Yeah, I would pick the mid-century modern one.
See, yeah, I'm leaning towards the mid-century modern one, but I like that big kitchen. Yeah. I just don't like the backsplash. I don't like the dark cabinets. Yeah. I don't love this waterfall on the island. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, okay, I'll do a remodel. I'll pick the, kitchen and I'll switch out the cabbies.
There you go.
What about the living room?
Ooh, this is like an artsy living room with like beautiful arched windows and like a Persian rug and like deep blue couches, a coffee table, lots of pictures on the wall.
This one is like pretty homey, but also gives you a view of the foliage outside. There's wood. I would say this is mid-century modern as well. There's a clock, so you don't look out the window for too long.
This kind of looks like a hotel. This is like wood paneling on the walls. Oh, there's like, what are those things called? Himalayan salt
There's lamps.
There's two of them. Some plants. Leather chairs. And like a big window.
This one is like a city apartment, but two stories. So you got some money. Small little furniture because it's a tight space, but very cute. I picked that first one. I like the big windows. I like the blue couch and I like the pops of color.
Yeah.
I would add more color.
Yeah. This is hard because I like the first one, but I also like the second one. I might say the second one.
Yeah. I like the first, second, and last.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I would say the second one though, because it has big windows going outdoors so I can stare. And then a clock so I know when to stop staring. Choose somewhere to conduct your private business. Oh, I guess we'll go to the bathroom.
Taking dumps. This first one has a clawfoot bathtub, I think. A glass encased shower, a single vanity. I don't think it's a double, although it looks as if there's room for another sink. And it's huge. It's too big.
It's
a little dated.
Yeah. This is a very, very modern bathroom, kind of sterile, very white and gray. There's a tub on the floor. It also reminds me of a hotel with like a lot of angles, a lot of hard right angles, flat mirror, really harsh light.
This one is like a cabin in the woods type vibe. There's a deep soaking tub, which looks wide enough for two. And we have a double vanity, but it's on either side of the bathroom, so you don't have to share with that pesky spouse.
You could be a realtor.
I love houses. I love looking at them.
Yeah.
It's so interesting the way people like decorate.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, ew, why would you ever?
Why would you make these choices?
Yeah. And I'm sure people would come to my house and be like, oh, no.
But that's okay. They all
She's gone wild with the wallpaper. And I will tell you something. I have.
But you can't because it's yours.
It's me.
And this bathroom is one that I don't think anyone would choose. It looks like I don't think there's a door to the toilet area. I don't even see a sink. This looks like a public restroom in like a bar or something or like a torture chamber. There's like it looks like there's dirt and grime on the walls and the tiles on the floor.
It looks like where someone would end up in the Matrix, like running through a nasty bathroom and like running through the walls. And
Yeah.
And old ladies just like, whoa, no.
Or like if someone was tied to the radiator from Saw, that's where they would wake up.
And that nice man on the tricycle goes, let's play a game. Honestly, What would you do in that situation? Okay, say Sashir. Okay, tomorrow, Thursday, October 29th.
Yes.
At 4 p.m., you wake up, you're not wearing a warm sweater, but you're cold. And you're face down on the floor, a little bit of drool because they drugged you, so you had a deep, nice sleep. You don't feel sore or anything because the drugs took over.
Yes.
But you wake up, you're in this like nasty concrete place with one singular light, a bathroom with a toilet that's like yucky. You're chained and there's enough room on the chain for you to take a little dump if you need, but that's about it. Uh-huh. And then that man on the tricycle with the bullseyes on his cheeks, the Target tricycle man, comes in and goes, "Would you like to play a game?" What would you do?
I'm like, I fucking love games, dude. I'm competitive as hell. Give me a challenge. I'll tackle it.
All right. I like it. Okay. Which bathroom would you choose?
I would choose, I think actually the first one with the old timey mirrors and stuff. I just like the gold accents and the floor is really nice. Yeah, I like that one.
I'm going to pick that third one. I like the double vanities.
So you don't have to
share with that pesky spouse. I want my Quip toothbrush to have its own space.
You need room. You need a whole other vanity for the whole, Quip toothbrush.
Lots of room for my rose gold Quip.
Where will you be sleeping?
Okay, this one's like a little dark and it only has like sconces on either side of the bed, but it honestly looks like a hotel. Yeah, it's a little dark.
Yeah. This one's like very small. It's like a cozy cottage look. It's got kind of grandma curtains on the windows and then one of those beds that's like next to the wall on top of a dresser. And it might be a full size, might be a twin. Yeah. It's pretty small.
It's like a trundle bed or a day bed.
Yeah. And a desk. It's very small. It's got everything compact in one area.
This next one's pretty opulent. There's like an encased glass, which I think might be the bathroom behind it.
Oh, wow.
But it's like a bed on a platform, but close to the floor. It's very modern, mid-century. Yeah.
And then the last one is also kind of cottagey, but there's more space. It's a big bed with like an old-timey gold frame and a little ottoman situation in front of it. Mm-hmm. It's like it would be like one of the super hosts on Airbnb or something.
Very cute. Super host. Yeah. I'm going to go with that super host. I'm going to go with that fourth one.
I think I'm going to do the same. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what would your backyard look like?
A huge, huge pool that overlooks the city, and there's greenery, and there's like
cages next to it.
I don't understand the cages
for tigers.
For all the tigers you had to watch you swim.
The next one is a pergola with lights and like little curtainies, I guess, for privacy if y'all gonna be fucking.
The other one's a meadow of flowers. Looks like what Dorothy and the rest of the gang from Wizard of Oz were chasing through before they passed out.
This one is, I think it's like a back patio-ish area, but there's like a wall with a little circular entrance. And here's the thing. What is behind there? I don't know. I do not know. I think there's a pool and a pergola back there, so I pick the last one.
The possibilities are endless. I think I'm going to pick maybe I would do that one too, because I like a wall. I like shutting myself off. Privacy. Yeah. It's the last one. Pick a guest room for when friends visit.
Okay, so a boring room where you don't give a shit about your friends. There's a painting of, like, the world, some nasty little lamps, and then a basic fucking tree.
This room looks like maybe the corner of your bedroom. I don't even see a bed. It's just truly a corner. There's a mirror, a pile of linens, maybe?
That's where you sleep.
That's where you sleep. You sleep on the floor.
You sleep in my laundry, bitch. This next one is like whimsical. It's got a tufted bed, a little canopy that doesn't cover the whole bed, some wallpaper, a mirror so your friend can look at themselves, and then a sliding glass door into the backyard.
And then we have a repeat picture of this hotel looking dark room where it's just like a lot of black and a couple lights on the bed frame and just some nondescript art on the wall.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick that third one.
I'm also going to pick the third one with the sliding door to the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Y'alls.
Yeah.
Finally, choose something extra.
A secret library with all the books you could want.
Lots of art to add some personality.
A greenhouse to store my pretty plants.
A private arcade full of cool games.
Yeah, right. Who wants an arcade?
Yeah.
Fucking adults. We're not children here. Children's games.
I feel like that's like a boy fantasy. Mm. Well, I guess there's gamer girls too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're into games,
gamer people would love that.
Yes. But I am not into that stuff.
Me either. I'm between the greenhouse and the secret library.
I think greenhouse, if someone can take care of it for me.
Mm.
But I honestly don't think I would utilize the library as much as I think I would, you know? I would install it and then never read anything.
Yeah, kind of like me. I went to Target the other day, bought 5 books. Guess what? None of them have been opened. I'm going to pick the secret library so I can have a bunch of books I don't open.
I wish home theater was an option, but it's not.
Yeah, I would like a home theater. That would be nice.
Yeah.
This is Nicole.
I'm the mom. As the mom, you're known for being one of the most selfless people in your friend group. You're always putting others first and are constantly checking up on loved ones when they're going through tough times. You never forget birthdays and you make sure no one is interrupted in the middle of a conversation because I'm interrupting. There we go. No, your friends might not always show it, but they truly appreciate your generosity and love.
Huh. I know this seems odd, but I think that's right. Because in party situations and travel situations, if there's anyone who ever needs help or is in dire straits, you are the mom. You are I know how to handle this. We're going to do this. We're going to go over here. You're going to get some water. We're going to, are good at taking care of people when you need to.
Yep. Yeah, if we were talking to Christy Cello, she would definitely agree with you. There was the threat of an active shooter when we were doing a show once. And she was like, I do not know how you remain so calm. And then I said something I won't repeat here.
But yeah, you calmed her down.
Yes, I did. And I got her to laugh. So yeah, I guess so. All right.
Yeah. Who am I? Also the mom.
Okay.
We are both moms. Okay. This is very strange because we were just talking about how we're not going to have kids. So,
yeah, I guess BuzzFeed knows a little something. We don't know.
Well,
I agree with this. I feel like you check in on people.
Yeah.
We're moms.
We're moms.
You know, never wanted to be one, but here we are.
Taking care of people. We can't escape it.
We can't.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's a woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Should we take care of our listeners and
answer some questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So remember last week we got an email from a listener who had never met her best friend's boyfriend.
Yes.
And we didn't know, was this a catfish? What was going on?
Yes.
So I sent her a list of questions. I asked her, have other people in this friend group met this boyfriend? Have you seen pictures of this boyfriend? Were you inside the house or outside the house when you were visiting? And do you live in the same state? Those are the questions we landed on. Mm-hmm. So here is her response.
Okay. So she said, oh my God, this is so exciting. A, yes, her other friend has met him, I think like once or twice. B, yes, plenty of pictures. She posts a lot and shows me pics. C, we were living outside. Or no, we were outside, but when he came out to take the dogs, she made me leave. D,
oh.
What? D, yes, we live 5 to 10 minutes away. Also, I said before that I'm getting married next July, and she's already making excuses on why he can't come to the event, even though he's always off on Saturdays. I know it's not mandatory for him to be there, and I'm not making him, LOL, but it would make her night even more fun to have her boyfriend there. Does that make sense? LOL. Thanks for answering my question.
Of course that makes sense. It's a wedding. We should have also asked, what is his job that he can't get off, that he's only off on Wednesdays? He works 6 days a week.
Yeah. Huh.
This is
like the thing about him taking the dogs out and her friend being like, you have to leave.
Go.
I'm.
And they live nothing. 5 to 10 minutes away. That's really crazy. That's
very
nothing.
Little has been cleared up with the answering of these questions.
If anything, I'm even more confused.
I have more questions. I guess now I need to know, has she given her a reason as to why this man won't meet her? And why have other people met this man?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
Part of me has like two things to say about this is that so one, as far as the job goes, so like my brother-in-law, his days off are like Sundays and Mondays. Mm-hmm. So people who have certain jobs are off different times, especially like if you work in a call center, you might have sporadic days off throughout the week. Also, you might work like 10 to 7 or you work 7 to midnight or whatever. Like they might have different times of work. So I think the job is a really good question, what they do for a job.
Yeah.
But my other thought is she might not know him, but maybe he knows her.
Oh.
And he's avoiding her because he doesn't like her.
Yeah. But I knew someone because another friend told me a story about the guy. And then I refused to meet that guy because I found out like horrible things about him. And I was like, nope, I'm not seeing him. Yeah.
Oh, no. So do we think the person that's writing in is horrible?
No, I don't.
That's our next follow up question.
Are you bad?
Are you horrible? Are you no good?
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking? Wow. Yeah, maybe
maybe they went to the same school or something. And this guy was like one of her bullies and she didn't realize, and he had a glow up. And so she doesn't recognize him from the pictures.
Yeah, maybe. Or she bullied him so hard and bad that she like doesn't even care or remember him.
Whoa, damn.
Maybe damn. She was in a car accident and then lost memory.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I just reread the old email and there is no mention. There's never been like a straightforward conversation about this. It's been a lot of hinting and like, sure, maybe. Oh, he's busy. There's never been a why haven't I met your boyfriend conversation.
I think that's the question she needs to ask her friend.
Yeah.
Why haven't I met your boyfriend?
Yeah, just be straight.
Let's do a dinner. Let's have a dinner. I'm ready. I have the pot roast in my car.
I brought the pot roast. I brought a table.
Do this.
We can do it outdoors. You can be in your car. I'll be in mine. But let me see. Let me see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just, it just feels bad to, I know she's saying LOL and stuff, but like it feels bad to have your best friend say, my partner's not coming to your wedding in a year. Like they're already planning to not. And like, I know this person has a crazy work schedule, but like even just to be like, could they possibly come to the reception? Like, can they come later? Yeah. Like, they can't make any time. You already know and this for a fact.
It's a year away. You can absolutely ask for time off a year in advance.
Ask for time off.
Mm-hmm. Or I had a best friend who was moving and giving birth within a week of our wedding, so she wasn't be able to come. And so we celebrated a month beforehand. We just went and got dinner, and we were able to celebrate it.
There's a way to. If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. There at least. The friend should have a follow-up, not just like, he won't make it. They're like, well, we can do something else in lieu of that that will make you feel special and you get to meet him. But, this is so strange.
Yeah, I think you have to have a conversation and be like, I would honestly like to meet him. It's bizarre that I haven't met him yet. So let's make a date. Let's do this.
Yeah. And you can also like, it might feel vulnerable to do this, but you can be like, this is actually important to me because you're a part of my life and I would like you to continue to be a part of my life. And part of that is like letting me in. And if you not showing me your partner feels like you're shutting me out of a part of your life, it's very important to you. So I would appreciate if I can get some access to that. And if not, then I guess I have to reevaluate what I thought about our friendship, because maybe this other person doesn't think you're best friends. And that's a damn shame. But even still, I would just want to know what they're thinking. What were you thinking?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
The only other thought I had was, unless she's embarrassed.
She's not posting embarrassed pictures.
Because other friends have met him. Yeah. And she's posting pictures.
Yeah.
Nobody posts a picture of someone they're embarrassed about.
No.
Yeah. We need to know.
Or she might be embarrassed of her friend.
Oh, no.
How the
what if she does embarrassing things like she karate chops the air every time she talks?
She's like, you can't meet my boyfriend.
Never. You might hit him in the face.
This is awful. This is terrible. You keep hitting our friends. You can't. Or maybe she's got a leg made out of corn, you know, and she doesn't want to introduce her boyfriend to that because he loves corn on the cob.
Oh, no. He'll start noshing on her.
She's like, that would be so embarrassing for all parties involved.
I just don't even want to introduce that.
Okay, so Kimmy, you got to follow up. Is your leg made out of corn? Do you karate chop the air every time you speak?
These are the important questions.
Yeah. I think the answer is a conversation with her friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy. Wow. Wild scenario.
Great. So we did it. We had more questions, but we tried to help the best that we could. And now is the end. It's cleanup time. It's cleanup time. Everybody everywhere, clean up. Everybody, do you share an email? NicoleAndSashira@gmail.com.
Ooh, we got there. Yes.
Call or text 424-645-7003.
We also have merch that you can clean up if you go to the website podswag.com/bestfriends.
And if you're looking for a real clean supermarket sweep, we have a bonus series on Stitcher Premium. Check it out. For a month free, go to Stitcher Premium and go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code FRIENDS. It's all caps.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest and the cleanest way to support our show.
See you later, America.
See you later, America.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.